When you have extra mile obedience, you set miracles into motion. God begins to pour out blessings, open up doors, bring supernatural provision, healing, things that you couldn't make happen that will thrust you into new levels of your destiny. Are you missing the great things God wants to do because you're not willing to do the hard things? Don't talk yourself out of it. The more difficult it is, the greater the blessing. God could have had Elijah show up and tell the woman, God wants you to know he sees that you're struggling. He's going to supply all of your needs. He could have done it without her feeding Elijah. But most of the time, an act of obedience is required. If you'll do the hard thing when it doesn't seem logical, you don't feel like it, everything in your intellect is telling you this doesn't make sense, if you'll have this extra mile obedience, you'll see God show out in your life. He wouldn't ask you to do something hard unless he has something amazing coming. Is he asking you to forgive someone that hurt you? You've been holding on for years. They don't deserve it. They were wrong. You're not excusing their behavior. You're letting go of the poison. If you could see what God has in store on the other side of that forgiveness, you wouldn't think twice. There are extra mile blessings, new relationships, new opportunities, greater joy. Think about Joseph, betrayed by his brothers. He went through 13 years of injustice, rejection, in prison, all because of his brother's jealousy. One day, they showed up at the palace. Now he was in charge, vindicated, promoted. His brothers were standing before him trying to buy food in a famine. This was Joseph's big chance to pay them back, to get even. But Joseph could hear that still small voice saying, forgive. Be good to them, let it go. It's one thing to forgive when someone is rude to you at the office. That doesn't take a lot of effort. But these brothers sold Joseph into slavery. They took his freedom. He lost years of his life, being away from his family, not following his dream because of what they did to him. In a sense, he had a right to be angry, to get revenge. But Joseph understood this principle. He had extra mile obedience. He forgave people that didn't deserve it. He forgave the people that tried to ruin his life. And because he showed God that he could trust him to do the hard thing, to forgive when it wasn't fair, to be good to people that weren't good to him, God poured out extra mile blessings. He put Joseph in charge of the whole nation. When you have extra mile obedience, you do what God's asking you to do when it's hard, it's not fair, doesn't make sense. There's no limit to how high God will take you. Is God asking you to break away from people that are pulling you down? You know they're a negative influence, causing you to compromise? Joel, they've been my friend for years. We always hang out. I know it's not easy, but where could you go? What could you become if you did the hard thing? God wouldn't be asking you if he didn't have extra mile blessings in store. Is God asking you to keep a good attitude in a negative situation? You're working hard but not seeing growth, praying for your child, they're not changing. You lost a client, business is slow. You're tempted to be critical, complain, live sour. Do the hard thing. Keep being your best. Keep thanking God. Keep being good to people. Keep declaring the victory. When you do the hard thing, you set miracles into motion. Angels go to work. Good breaks come looking for you. Thanks so much for watching today. If you want to see the full message, click the link in the description or go to joelosteen.com. We are praying for you and your family. It's going to be an awesome year. You wouldn't be alive unless God had something amazing up in front of you.
Stay in faith. We know God's got something amazing in store for you and your family. We'll see you next time.